In chapter 4, we basically saw customers and markets. Now, in chapter 5, we are now going to talk about what is the value proposition that we are going to make to these customers and to this market. The learning objectives of this session are: what is a value proposition? How do we build one for your enterprise? And how do we use that value proposition to demonstrate that it sort of differentiates your business from the others and thus offering you a competitive edge? Let's look at what value proposition is. In chapter 3, you were introduced to the business model canvas, and this explained the value proposition as the center of your business model. It is basically the answer to the question, what are you trying to build and for whom are you trying to build this? So you may probably recall this particular slide which we had shown you from chapter 3, where we had spoken about what value are we delivering to the customer, which of the customer's problems are we trying to solve, what bundles of products and offerings and services we are offering to the customer segment, and what customer needs are we satisfying. We also looked at some of the characteristics like newness and inconvenience and preference and various other characteristics which we use in order to build our value proposition. So let's look at value proposition in detail. Basically, the value proposition goes beyond an idea of product and service. It basically expands into certain other areas. Let's look at what are the different areas that the value proposition expands into. Some questions that you may want to look at and want to seek to answer are: what problems are you solving for the customer? The customer may have many problems, or you may have encountered certain problems while you were experiencing a purchase, while you were making a purchase of a particular type of product or offering. And based on that, you hit upon an idea that if I were to try to solve this problem for a certain set of customers, it could be worthwhile for many other people who would probably want to pay for this product or service. And that is how you arrived at a business idea. So you need to understand what is that problem that you are trying to solve for those customers. What are the needs that you are meeting of these customers? So what is it that is that this customer wants or needs, which you are meeting by virtue of your offering? How is your idea going to elevate the problem, and how is it basically going to gain you customers? So what is it in your idea which makes the customer want to avail of your product, service and offering, and why would he or she be willing to pay for it? Okay. Who are these customers and how do you define that customer as well as the customer segment? So when it comes to customer segments, you can basically measure them in terms of the short term or the long term, and on low profitability and high profitability. So on x-axis, we take short term and long term. On y-axis, we will look at low profitability and high profitability. So those customers who basically are low profitability and basically are short term can be classified as strangers. Okay. The characteristics of strangers are basically that there is very little fit between what we are offering or the customer or the company is offering and the customer's need. The potential of profit is very low. Now, what could be the actions recommended? Don't make any investments on these relationships. Make profit in every transaction that is possible. So this is basically the first segment. Another segment could be basically low profitability but long term. These are basically called barnacles. Okay. There is a limited fit between what the company is offering and the customer's need. The profitability is also pretty low potential. Some of the recommended actions could be: you measure both the size and the share of wallet in the order. If the share of wallet is low, focus on upselling and cross-selling and try to see if you can give some more products or some many more products to the customer. So when it comes to upselling, you are trying to basically sell more of the same product. When it comes to cross-selling, you are trying to see whether you can sell more similar products to the customer. The third thing that you can do, if the size of the wallet is small, impose certain cost controls onto that particular customer. So this is how you basically deal with those customers where there is low profitability, but they are long-term customers and they are classified as barnacles. There could be another possibility, which is basically there is high profitability, but the customer is for a short term. There is a good fit between, the characteristics of these are basically that there is a good fit between the company's offering and the customer's need. The potential of profit is pretty high. These customers are classified as butterflies. Recommended actions would be basically to aim to achieve transactional satisfaction and not basically long-term loyalty. Milk the account only as long as they are active. So don't try to invest too much in trying to milk the account or create loyalty. The challenge over here is basically to stop investing soon enough and do not over-invest. Okay. Then the fourth classification basically is that of high profitability and long-term. These basically are classified as true friends. Here, there is a good fit between what the company is offering and the customer's needs. It has got the highest possible potential for profit. In this, the recommended actions would be communicate consistently, but not too often so that you don't irritate them. Build attitudinal and behavioral loyalty with these customers. So you invest enough in terms of resources, including your time and effort, to ensure that you build the loyalty of these customers. Delight the customers so that you can nurture them and basically defend and retain them. So these are basically the four customer segments that you would want to take care of. Look at your market segments and basically classify the market segments into one of these categories and adopt the action plan that is basically suggested in this slide. So now we saw the four segments that could probably be part of your business plan. Now also let us look at how do we create mutual value. We need to understand that all customers are not the same, as it was mentioned in chapter 4. Okay? Some will have more need for your product. They'll have more preference for your products and services than others would have. So there are certain considerations that you need to take into mind while you are planning creating mutual value. The first consideration basically understands the customers and the extent of their need, how important it is for them, how less important it is for them. Okay? Most likely, some customers will get more financial gain from them than basically others who may not be worth as much. The second consideration that you would want to take into consideration would be that there is a provision of support for your customer that they need. If your product is a one-off purchase, as probably we've seen in the customer segmentation slide, then you are among one of the suppliers who's basically going to give it, and that means that the value that you create can probably come from other sources as far as the customer is concerned. So they may not see that much of importance in terms of your value proposition. So for that, you may have to look at creating some sort of value which is unique to yourself. Okay? If you understand your customers well, you will be able to build the value into your business model right from the start. The third consideration is the uniqueness of your product that you are offering to the customer. It is to the extent that your product or your idea is unique and distinct from the others in the marketplace. Usually, successful businesses basically look for creating this competitive advantage from these sources. This reduces the friction that you may probably experience while dealing with suppliers in the marketplace. Now let's look at the dimensions of value. In order to create mutual value, there are basically four dimensions of value. One, strategic value. Second, economic value. Third, behavioral value. And fourth, operational value. Let's look at each one of them in detail. Strategic value. It is required that your business activities are aligned with your customers' need, and the more relevant a place you have in their lives, the more chances are that you will succeed. It means that your values, brand, ways of working, and the product and service offerings is a good fit with your target audience. So out of this, you derive strategic value. So strategically, you are in such a place that you are important to the customer. And when you are important to the customer, you derive strategic value by virtue of the way that your product and service offering fits with the customer's requirement. The second dimension is basically economic value. As the price, as it suggests, it's basically about the price of your offering. For your business, economic value means being able to achieve a price that exceeds the cost of providing the product and service being offered. So essentially, what we are talking about is ensuring that the customer is willing to pay a price which is more than the cost that is involved in providing the offering to the customer. This will require you to be extremely efficient in the cost associated with sourcing and producing of your product and your service offering. Okay? From a customer's viewpoint, it is about feeling comfortable paying the price because they think it is worth paying the price in order to acquire that particular offering that you are taking to the marketplace. The third dimension is basically operational value. As the name suggests, it's about business operations. Now, your customer may come in contact with you from a variety of ways. Sometimes they are referred to you as customers at customers' touch points. Wherever and whenever you come in contact with the business, there is an opportunity for you to reinforce the value that you are offering. Okay? In today's world, it is required that your customers have an ease and convenience to access your business. That means the accessibility or your availability is much more easier for them. It is needed that your organization provides a very smooth experience and an effective experience for customers that not only adds value to them, but it also differentiates you from the others in the marketplace. Okay? A further example of adding value to you and your differentiation will come from the manner in which your staff perform and the type of experience the customer encounters while he is going through the whole purchase experience. The fourth dimension is basically the behavioral value. This is about the good impression or the bad impression that is left behind by virtue of your staff, of your organization interacting with the customer. What do they remember? Do they remember something that is basically of satisfaction and delight? Or do they remember the frustration and annoyance that they had to encounter while they were acquiring your product? You need to understand that happy customers will come back and they will also basically go out and become your champions. On the other side, you also need to understand that unhappy customers will spread the word faster, and in today's world, because of social media, they will be able to badmouth your organization and create negativity around your offering. How do we go about optimizing the value is something that we need to also look at. It may be noted that value is more than cost and price. It basically comes from your more than just only your product and service. It's a sum total of all that you give as a business to the customer. It can be delivered through many elements in your business model. And there is an exchange of value. Customers pay you for all that you give. So basically, there is this post which says that, you know, it is not about who cares, but how much you care. So that's very important when it comes to optimizing value. Some things that you may also want to consider in terms of value proposition are who and where is your target audience? How your target audience perceives the offer that you have made to them? What is their perception about it? What do they think about it? Do they see as something that is worth at giving the time and the effort in order to acquire? How can you shape the target market's perception? How can you position your business or your offering in such a way in the marketplace that it is enticing for your marketplace to want to respond positively? How do you communicate the value in a meaningful way to the customers? One of the ways is basically through brand and USP. Think of why customers buy specific products. It could be because it's their favorite product, or it could be basically because they are convinced that it is the cheapest product available in the marketplace. It is quite likely that the product is unique and it has got certain unique features or it could also be basically because the experience of acquiring the product is memorable and hence it is different from others. This is the aspect for which people are ready to pay. Now, in marketing terms, these advantages are called brands or what are called USP, which is unique selling proposition. A brand is important for a number of reasons. It basically confers a certain value or implies a certain set of values in by virtue of the style, by virtue of being of the quality, by virtue of being trendy, or by virtue of being popular. A brand is associated with these values, and that is the reason the customers tend to be prepared to pay more for associating with that particular brand. So now it comes to defining your value proposition. Okay. Now let's try and define your value proposition. So you need to look at which target group and need are you trying to serve. So basically you write that under two. I am trying to serve this particular target group and this particular need. You also need to consider basically the product, service and offering or brand that you are taking to the marketplace. The other thing that you need to consider is basically it describes the concept or product or service category. And finally, you also need to look at it describes your organization, product, service and its unique and distinctive features. So in this, we basically looked at value propositions. In the next, we will look at certain financial aspects that you need to know when you take your product into the marketplace. Thank you.